Gosh, what a gripping story, Hermione said in the lofty voice she adopted when wishing to wound. You must have been simply terrified. Meanwhile, we went to Godric's Hollow and, let's think, what happened there, Harry? Oh, yes, you know whose snake turned up. It nearly killed both of us. And then you know who himself arrived and missed us by about a second. What? Ron said, gaping from her to Harry, but Hermione ignored him. Imagine losing fingernails, Harry. That really puts our sufferings into perspective, doesn't it? Hermione, said Harry quietly. Ron just saved my life. She appeared not to have heard him. One thing I would like to know, though, she said, fixing her eyes on a spot a foot over Ron's head. How exactly did you find us tonight? That's important. Once we know, we'll be able to make sure we're not visited by anyone else we don't want to see. Ron glared at her, then pulled a small silver object from his jeans pocket. This. She had to look at Ron to see what he was showing them. The Deluminator? She asked, so surprised she forgot to look cold and fierce. It doesn't just turn the lights on and off, said Ron. I don't know how it works, or why it happened then and not any other time, because I've been wanting to come back ever since I left. But I was listening to the radio really early on Christmas morning, and I heard you. He was looking at Hermione. You heard me on the radio? She asked incredulously. No, I heard you coming out of my pocket. Your voice, he held up the Deluminator again, came out of this. And what exactly did I say? Asked Hermione, her tone somewhere between skepticism and curiosity. My name, Ron, and you said something about a wand. Hermione turned a fiery shade of scarlet. Harry remembered. It had been the first time Ron's name had been said aloud by either of them since the day he had left. Hermione had mentioned it when talking about repairing Harry's wand. So I took it out, Ron went on, looking at the Deluminator, and it didn't seem different or anything. But I was sure I'd heard you. So I clicked it, and the light went out in my room, but another light appeared right outside the window. Ron raised his empty hand and pointed in front of him, his eyes focused on something neither Harry nor Hermione could see. It was a ball of light, kind of pulsing and bluish, like that light you get around a portkey, you know. Yeah, said Harry and Hermione together automatically. I knew this was it, said Ron. I grabbed my stuff and packed it. Then I put on my rucksack and went out into the garden. The little ball of light was hovering there, waiting for me. And when I came out, it bobbed along a bit and I followed it behind the shed and then it went inside me. Sorry, said Harry, sure he had not heard correctly. It sort of floated toward me, said Ron, illustrating the movement with his free index finger, right to my chest, and then it just went straight through. It was here. He touched a point close to his heart. I could feel it. It was hot. And once it was inside me, I knew what I was supposed to do. I knew it would take me where I needed to go. So I disapparated and came out on the side of a hill. There was snow everywhere.